Good evening, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels on a Tuesday from an undisclosed location. Although, as you can see, I'm in a studio. I am in studio all week with Mo Tellman, finishing up our project that we've been working on that is coming out this summer. But gosh knows, there is no way I'm missing time with you fine folks. Packers fans worldwide, and, you know, the Packers kicking off mini camp today. Got to make sure I check in with you folks, see what's on your minds, what you're taking away from today's proceedings. The headlines of which, of course, are Brian Gutekunst talking to the media about the release of Jaire Alexander and some news on that front regarding his contract, along with, very noticeably, Bo Melton playing both wide receiver and cornerback, not just drill work, but stuff in teams as well, going both ways. Iron Man football coming to Green Bay. Very exciting stuff. Lots to talk about. Lots to get to. The Bo Melton thing will obviously, like I said, be a talking point. I'm just going to say, point blank, straight up initial reaction doesn't bode well for Bo Melton. I understand everything that was said today, both Brian and Matt after practice talking about how they have been talking about this for a while, both the personnel group and the coaching staff. And they think some of the stuff they've seen him do on teams might translate. And if there's a guy who can do it, Bo's going to do it. And, man, I am rooting for him 1,000,000,000%. But you guys know, we've talked about it since the draft with two new receivers in the room and lots of competition across the board. Things already didn't look great for Bo. Now, I know some of today is about, okay, Kalen King was hurt. Jaire Alexander's been released. They were down numbers at corners. So, okay, let's give Bo a whirl there, right? But I will say it is never a great sign when a veteran is asked to change sides. Now, he's not changing to their points today. He is going to be attempting to do both and really all three, not just playing on offense and running a bit at corner, but also continuing to play special teams. Again, if there's a guy who can do it, Bo Melton is a supreme athlete. So here's hoping, right? But, man, we've talked about it. That squeeze in the wide receiver room is going to be very real, and I really hope he balls out to what Brian's point was there towards the end of his availability about if he can make it work and if he can show he is viable in this position, all three phases of the game, that does make him incredibly valuable. There's a reason it rarely happens in the league. I know Travis Hunter's doing his thing down in Florida, but he is very much a unicorn, and it is very rare that this type of thing works out for the vet. Like I said, I'm very much rooting for him. I don't want to get it twisted here, but the odds are long that this becomes a going concern. But 1,000,000,000% rooting for Bo Melton, without question. Good to see everybody in the comment section already mixing it up. Good to see you all chiming in. Dennis, good to see you got some birthday love there at the Packers Pro Shop. Keep it up, brother. You are representing the green and gold wherever you go. I know you are. Before we get to your questions and comments, obviously, got to give a shout out to our friends over at Ticket King, based in Wisconsin since the early 90s, right there on Oneida Street, right across from Lambeau Field. Home games, away games, anything you need, go to Ticket King. Or hell, use the link in the description of this video. Get your tickets for any of the Packers games. Don't use Ticketmaster, StubHub, SeatGeek, none of this national nonsense. Use a company based in Wisconsin since the early 90s, Ticket King, for all your Packers ticket needs. Do it, people. Speaking of doing it, what's going on, everybody? Here we go. Michael's starting us off hot on Facebook. How are you, man? Saw a Milwaukee ESPN video where Gut is making roster moves to maintain, but not moves that will bring home a Lombardi. Thoughts? Michael, I can see you're on Facebook, so you probably didn't see my tweet about this earlier today because I saw the same clip. I unfortunately cannot remember the name of the gentleman who, the host who said the thing that you just talked about as far as the releasing of Jaire Alexander, quote, shows or proves, I can't remember the exact nomenclature, that Gutekunst doesn't care about winning a championship, just about maintaining, I guess, a winning culture, but not a championship culture. I can't remember the exact phrasing, but as I said on Twitter, and I will repeat here, I saw a lot of people dunking on it. I saw a lot of folks making fun of it. And look, I am nowhere near in agreement. The idea that Brian Gutekunst doesn't want to win a championship is somewhat laughable, right? I understand that perception, and I know because I see it all the time here online, whether on these chats or on Twitter or wherever. I know there are Packers fans who feel that way and think that way. So I have no problem with someone in the media putting voice to that. Now, again, I don't agree. I think it's incredibly misguided, but I got no problem with a guy, you know, full chest into a microphone, saying it out loud. He truly, honestly seems to feel it. Man, he's allowed to have his thoughts about it. Again, I don't agree. I think it's somewhat ridiculous, but I got no problem with it. Put it out there, man. What else we got here, folks? Doug Hype, how you doing, man? Is this rocking Packers Daily? No, I don't know about all that. I love that there are like guitars on the wall here. And the one thing that we've actually used today is this little keyboard over there. So there you go. And also shout out to the folks in Packers Brazil who made this flag here that hangs in my studio in New York, but I never get to put on camera. But I brought it up here just for a little extra background, a little Cheesehead TV love. And shout out to the folks in Brazil who made that. That was legit hanging in the bar at the Packers Brazil event when I walked in last year, which was absolutely amazing. Brandy, thanks for being a Care the G Club member. Appreciate you. The corner room this year is reminiscent of the safety room when Owens was brought in. Not. Brandy. I don't know, Brandy. I have to admit, anytime there's a defensive subject here, I'm going to be reticent to get too involved with your opinion, simply because I know at some point you're going to be calling for everyone to be fired and everyone to be cut. Cursing Ty Summers, if you know what I mean. So I hear you. I understand the trepidation around the cornerback room after Jair's release. Certainly today, when you got a wide receiver playing corner, I understand folks being a little nervous, trepidatious. Pick a word, right? Man, it is June. I understand that you look at the depth chart and you wonder where the depth is going to reside. I would like to see these young gentlemen get a chance with pads on actually playing football before we condemn them. And I believe Brian Gutekunst feels the same way. We shall see. Jeezy baby, how you doing, man? Thanks for the super chat. Bo Melton will be the next Sam Shields, about to ice the NFC Championship game against the Bears in 2 years. We can only hope. Hashtag glass half full. Go Pack. I mean, hey, look, like I said, if there's a dude who can do it, if there's an athlete who can translate, it's Bo Melton. I'm on board with that idea. I am just saying, though, the history of these types of attempts is not great. It does not bode well. But, hey, man, like they said in Back to the Future, yeah? Well, history is going to change. Ahmad Carroll is a free agent corner. He's only 41. You guys gotta chill. Larry, this is a very good question. I know it was asked in Matt's press conference. Does Melton have any history of playing defense? How long has it been working on cornerback techniques? Not long. But as to the question of if he has history, if looking at it, and I think it was Steve from the Associated Press that asked, you know, if you look at his bio, you don't see it listed anywhere. You don't see it printed. But apparently, according to Matt and according to Bo, he did play defense at Rutgers prior to them switching him to wide receiver. So he has some history / experience, although that was quite a long time ago. Joe, what's going on, man? Thanks again. Would Bo be the first Packer since Don Hutson to play offense, defense, and special teams in the same game / season? No, because I believe Keyshawn Nixon did it a few years ago with that one snap of offense. Now, I know you're probably saying, well, I mean, like playing like all the snaps on one or all three phases of the game, etc. But Keyshawn did do it. He returned, he played defense, and he ran one play on offense. So if you want to be technical about it, Keyshawn Nixon was the last one to do it. Paul, I'm glad you brought this up because I knew it would come. I need some Cheesehead TV Rogers married reaction. You can be the first on the YouTubes. Well, Paul, I'm glad you put it in there. So I could say, I never cared about Aaron Rodgers' personal life when he was with the Green Bay Packers. I don't care about Aaron Rodgers' personal life right now. And that's not to say that I'm not happy for the man. I hope he's happy. Glad to see people being happy. Congratulations to Aaron Rodgers. But as far as like Aaron Rodgers being married, I don't care. That's my official reaction. Adrian, did Julius Peppers ever play all three phases? I don't think he played teams in a game that I can recall, unless maybe he was on some kind of block, you know, block unit. But I don't think that happened in the New Orleans game where he went out, caught a pass, or they attempted to throw him a pass anyway. So I don't know. He's a guy who could be a possibility, right? But I don't think so. Yes, John LaFleur playing quarterback. I mean, he's, you know, he's doing drill work, but it was good to see him out there. The old Omaha beef starting QB1 for Omaha, slinging it around, throwing it to the DBs. So it's basically an interception every throw. Good stuff. JP, ever been to Cheesesteak Rebellion in Green Bay? No free ads. No, I have not. Everyone tells me I should. Everyone tells me I should try it. I will get over there eventually. Seems like a no-brainer for a guy like myself who loves Star Wars. Make sure we don't miss anybody. Oh, like Matthew, what's going on, man? Even in Nags, I think the pass rush is the bigger problem. Pressure the QB and the cornerbacks will benefit. Jair making himself head coach during contract negotiations was Goody's final straw, though. Go back, go. That's a one way to look at it. I mean, I talked about this, I believe, yesterday. If not, then probably Friday. Pass rush remains the number one concern for this football team. I am totally fine with their secondary. I think they'll be fine at corner. I think they'll be a good defense. But I don't think they're going to be a great defense unless they can unlock their pass rush, and specifically a pass rush where they don't have to utilize drawn up pressures. And I have to wait essentially till training camp to see this group in action. And even then, I've been thinking about this. I don't know if anyone remembers, but last summer, we got to training camp and Jeff Hafley, new defense, new attitude up front, new kind of way of working, trying to, instead of two gapping, instead of working gaps or being responsible for gaps, guys are supposed to be shooting them and creating havoc in the backfield. And we saw a lot of that. And we saw like a lot of consistent pressure from the guys up front, from the defensive line in particular, all training camp. And you can go back and look at the coverage. It was one of the main storylines of camp was how effective they looked up front. And even in the joint practices, they did a nice job getting across the line of scrimmage. Now, they weren't always getting sacks, but you're not allowed to touch the quarterback, so it's understandable. But, man, it's fascinating how that all dried up real quick once the regular season got into full swing. Now, I understand some of that was who they were playing, and Eagles have an amazing offensive line, right? And they're trying to maintain rush lanes because they're playing a mobile quarterback in Jalen Hurts. And then week two, they got another mobile guy. I understand that, right? So it was never going to look the exact same. But it is a reminder that no matter where we get to with our excitement level, with, oh, this looks this way, this kind of this group or that group, the way they look in camp, you can take a little bit away, especially some of the individual stuff. But, man, you never know how that's about to translate to the regular season. It's very rare, you know. So just something that I was kind of thinking about today and wanted to make sure I mentioned here. Brandy, how are you? Thanks for the super chat. Oren Burks is playing well for the Bengals. Scheme? Okay, all right, playing well for the Bengals. He's been with the Bengals for like a couple weeks now. Let's relax, Oren Burks, in the spring, in June. Although I will say, he did play pretty darn well for the Eagles when thrust into action. Got to see him at the Super Bowl. Didn't seem too happy to see us, but it was all right. But yeah, hey, look, it's certainly very clear that working in Philadelphia with Fangio scheme certainly unlocked something there, right? And he certainly was productive, and he absolutely basically slid right in and was like, I'm not going to say they didn't miss a beat, but he was very effective for them, and it probably is what helped him get paid, right? But I will say, you know, let's take a look halfway through the year. Let's see how it works with a different defensive front. I mean, it's one thing to play well when you've got that incredible defensive line that's pressuring quarterbacks and forcing them to get the ball out in 2 seconds or less, blah, blah, blah. It's a whole other world when you're back there and maybe your front four can't get the same kind of pressure and you're not being given, you know, all these kind of generous looks because the quarterback is being instantly pressured. Not taking anything away from Oren, just saying. There's a long way to go. Very long way to go. Please allow the cornerback room to be good for a long time. All right, Alex, I will allow it. Why does nobody bring up his brother, Max? Ain't he a corner? Eric, they did bring that up in the press conference. In fact, Matt LaFleur made a joke about it, saying that, you know, Bo was saying, I can do anything my brother can do. But yes, he is a corner for the Arizona Cardinals. And actually, he was one of my draft crushes 2 years ago here on the Cheesehead TV YouTube channel. I love his game. Yes, his brother is a corner. And that's why I'm talking about what a great athlete he is. And if there's a guy who can do it, yeah, I wouldn't, you know, put it past him. But he hasn't played corner in a very long time. And you know, it's not something you just turn on a switch and do. Now, that's one of the reasons they're doing it now, you know, try and hopefully get that in the works, so to speak, by the time they get back for training camp. Maybe that's something where they give him a real long, serious look. But the idea that because his brother plays corner, that means he's going to be good at corner, I don't think anybody buys that. Matthew, thanks again, man. So you're saying 17-0 is jumping the gun? Maybe that's just a bit. I don't know. Just a bit. Brandy. Nags, Warren Brinson might be great in the run game. Thoughts? I love Warren Brinson gets on the practice field. Now he's great. I'm kidding, Brandy. Yeah, he could be. I'll tell you what, and I think I talked about this with Justice last week. I like his game, and I like what he can do in the run game. He doesn't seem like the type that fits their defensive style, though, in this particular scheme and what they've asked these guys to do, which is stop the run on the way to the quarterback. You want penetrators. You want guys getting across the line of scrimmage quickly with a quick first step. That's not to say he can't do that, but most of the stuff I've watched while he was at Georgia, he's been a two-gapper. He's been a guy who controls gaps and is able to shed blocks and make tackles of running backs, but that has not been the MO with Halfley in town for the most part. Now, you're always running different stuff, but I'm intrigued. I'm really excited to see him get out there once the pads get on and see what he's able to do. I mean, gosh knows, somebody's got to take those snaps from TJ Slayton, right? And hopefully he or Nazir Stackhouse or whoever can get in there and give them some quality early down reps. Big Mike, what's up? Bo Melton, cornerback one. Why do I feel like we're going to have cornerback one jokes all season long? Oh, look at this. Tommy, what's up, man? Proud dad moment. I asked my 8-year-old if he wanted to go to Disney or family night, and we will see you in Green Bay. Outstanding, man. That is outstanding. Raising them right, Tommy. Raising them right. Nags, I'm finally at the point in my fandom where if we are linked to a player, alas, Watt Hendrickson. Jay, you haven't finished that thought, buddy. I'm assuming you mean you're at the point in your fandom where you know they're not going to make a move, right? They're not making some big swing for TJ Watt. Hendrickson, I would say there's 0.00321% chance that they make a move there. But that's just sitting here right now in June. Ed, thanks for the super chat, man. In reference to your setting, I want a defense of strats, no less Pauls. Well done, sir. Well done. Outstanding. Here we go. Jay finally finished his thought. All right. Nags, I'm finally at the point in my fandom where if we are linked to any players like Water Hendrickson, I don't even get upset if it doesn't happen. Good. That's a healthy place to be, and it's a very realistic place to be. Also, nothing wrong with getting excited. Just know that you're most likely going to get let down. You're probably going to be disappointed. And that's not to say, you know, look, fan how you want to fan. If you want to get excited about each and every guy that comes available and the Packers possibly could go after, like, by all means, get crazy. I'm just trying to help when I tell you that's probably not going to happen. That's all. Mr. Tundra, hello. Jump through hoops to get here. Well, I'm glad you're here, sir. As you can see, we're doing a lot of music around these parts. Chad's here. What's up, Chad? Rai, how are you? How nervous were you before the Super Bowl in 96? You know what? Not very. The most nervous I got during that day was right before Desmond Howard took it back to the house. And, you know, obviously it's a kickoff, right? So the Patriots have just scored. And I will admit that was the first time all day long where it felt like maybe the tide was turning and I got a little nervous. But then Desmond Howard took it back to the house and I knew we were winning the Super Bowl. But seriously, that morning, not nervous at all. I was sure the Packers were going to win. I was way more nervous in 2010 than I was in 96. 96, I thought, we're rolling. We're winning this thing. It's just, I mean, call it the arrogance of youth, but I never, ever thought they were going to lose that game. Never once that day until that, like I said, that one little spurt. What else we got here, folks? Here we go. The collector up in here. The collector up in here talking some junk. I like it. Detroit and Minnesota are light years better than Green Bay. When will Goot be on the hot seat? They were 4-0 against Green Bay, and both teams got better in the offseason. Well, see, we don't know if they got better in the offseason. They made moves, they did things, and so did the Packers, but you don't know if they got better. We'll find out if they got better. But this idea that because they signed a bunch of dudes, they got better, man, the NFL will show you through decades that that's not necessarily the case. Packers always lean towards draft and develop. Now, they make some choice additions, but they're never going to go out and have some big kind of huge swing like the Vikings did this offseason. It's just different ways of building your team. And also, the Vikings are light years better with a first-year starter at quarterback who has never played in the NFL, not one single down. Come on, guy. You know we can see these things that you type into the internet, right? Now, as far as Detroit, man, there's a lot of brain drain there. I don't doubt for a moment. They are very talented. Dan Campbell has had Matt LaFleur's number. Certainly got to figure a way to you know, change that, stem that, change that tide, so to speak. This idea they're light years better. Why? Because they won by, what, one score in Detroit last year? The year before that, the Packers pounded them in Detroit. This idea they're light years better is kind of silly. That's all I know. What else we got here, folks? New York Cheesehead, how are you doing, man? Thanks for joining us. Who else we got? Cornerback, yes, seen this a bit today. Cornerback number one, Preston Smith. Love it. All right, let's just relax. Let's all calm down. I mean, he's available free agent, so who knows? Oh, Patrick, what's up, man? Thanks for joining us. Next Friday, my wife got me a tour of Lambeau. Where do we go to eat after? Is this a question? Got to go to Kroll's, man. Get yourself a Butterburger. And I, you know, probably if you want something a little, like maybe a little nicer fare, you can go to, you know, Tavern in the Sky there at the Lodge Kohler, or go to the Legacy Hotel. It's a bit on the other side, well, past the Hudson Center, etc. But that's a really, really sweet spot, and they've got good food and drink there. But yeah, get a Butterburger at Kroll's, man. Got to do it. Absolutely have to do it. All right, everybody. I'm going to have to get going. I cannot thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. As I said at the start, I am here in the studio all week working with Motel Men, recording our new project, finishing up recording our new project that comes out in July. I'll be obviously spamming you guys with all that information later this month, just to prep you for that. Because I'm really proud of the stuff that we're doing. Hope you'll all listen when it becomes available. In the meantime, please hit like on this video, subscribe to this channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family, Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.